Look, I know you must be pretty pissed off right now, but please just bear with me for a second. Yeah, I'm sorry about what happened earlier this week. I should have phrased that better, but a sudden eviction notice is a lot to take in, and I understand that. Just please don't take it personally, okay? We could still be friends, and I'm so sad to see you move out. And of course, it wasn't my decision. My parents own this place, and unfortunately, they get to choose what to do with it. I actually tried to convince them that they should at least give you a heads up, you know, so that you could find another place, and yeah, I understand. It's a shitty situation, and I'm so sorry that you have to go through this right now. I know, it's no use apologizing to you now. I can tell you're angry and that you probably don't want to talk to me, and that's understandable. I'm so sorry my parents are evicting you. Is there anything I could do to make up for it? Look, I'm still your friend, and I want to help out if I could. You may not have a place to stay, but you could always stay in my heart. I'm sorry, that was so cheesy, but I had to say it. You know, I'm sad to see you go after all these years. We may not see each other a lot, but I always try to drop by as often as possible. Making sure that you're okay, the house is okay, and you're not using it to cook meth or anything. No, I'm just messing with you. I drop by because I want to see you. You must have noticed that, right? Well, you're so easy to talk to, and I just wanna spend time with you. Plus, I think you're kind of cute. Of course, I'm being serious. I mean, who knows when we're going to see each other again? So I figured I'd get it all out. Also, I've got a little farewell present for you. What am I implying? Well, you wouldn't think that I picked this outfit for no reason, right? Yeah, it's a bit shorter than what I usually wear, but I thought I'd put on something special for you. Something that highlights my curves and. Well, what I'm saying is, if you're still angry that my parents kicked you out, that's totally reasonable, and maybe you could take all that pent-up frustration and anger out on me. You can do whatever you want to me. You can get a bit rough with me. I don't care. See those tights I'm wearing? I bet it would be so satisfying if you just rip them apart. That's right. Oh, this is exactly what you wanted. You don't have to play nice anymore. No more please and thank you. Just order me to get on my knees for you. Treat me like I'm nothing more than your personal fuck toy. See? You have a raging hard boner already. Why don't you let me take care of that? I'll open my mouth and look up to you with my big, innocent eyes. You know what I want, so why don't you just give it to me? Yeah, just Shove it down my throat as deep as you can. Please make me gag on your cock. My throat is a bit tight, but I can take it. You can hold my head down. I don't mind at all. Oh. That's it. Fuck my pretty little face. Make me sloppy and cover me in my spit and your pre-cum. Use my throat to help you get off. I'm sorry. I still have a bit of a gag reflex. But you could violate it anytime you want. Just don't stop. I might squirm and protest, but just ignore that. Oh, you clearly didn't take it easy on me. That's okay. It means I'm serving my purpose, and that's what matters. Wow, I didn't know you were so strong. You just threw me onto the bed with no effort at all. No, I'm not wearing any underwear. I came prepared. Oops, there goes my stockings. It's okay. I expected them to be ripped anyways. I'll spread my legs open for you. There, you can see how dripping wet I am. How much I want you. Please, stop teasing me. You're just drumming it up and down at the entrance. I need you inside me. Aren't you going to punish me for evicting you? God! Oh, you feel so fucking great inside me. Oh, I can't believe this. Why didn't we do this earlier? Oh, of course. You could pull on my hair. I don't care if it hurts, you can get as rough as you want. Yes, that's the spot. Keep going. Whatever you do, just don't slow down. Please spank me. Oh, that's it. Oh, punish me for being a bad girl. Harder. I can barely feel anything. This is spank me like you mean it. Please, I want you to leave your mark on me. That's it. God, I can feel my ass burning. Oh, I want it more. Give it to me. Fuck, that was so intense. No, I don't need a break. Oh, you shouldn't be thinking about how I feel. Oh, this is about making you feel good, okay? Here's my parting gift to you, and I want to make sure that you remember every second of it. Here. Here, put your hands on my waist so you can hold me down. Thrust yourself forward. You can go a bit faster. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, fuck. Fuck, don't slow down. Just, please, don't slow down. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're going to come. Oh, you're going to come inside me, okay? Oh, I want you to empty your balls and flood me with your cum. You're not leaving this place until you fill me up with your sticky seed, okay? Oh, I can feel you getting close. Fuck, you're going to make me come. Feeling any better now? Great. This mattress is so ruined. Good thing you won't be needing it anymore. Hey, can you help me get up? No, I'm all right. I might have some trouble walking tomorrow, but I'll be fine. Make sure to let me know when you find a new place, okay? You might need someone to test the mattress with. You never know.